Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
If you struggle to get stuff done, if you struggle with drinking, binge eating, if you struggle with anything in your life, this video is going to change your life because it's going to show you the exact step-by-steps to develop the self-discipline so that you can conquer anything in life. My name is Craig Ballantyne. I'm the host of Early to Rise Radio, and I am known as the world's most disciplined man. I've written a couple books about this, and today I'm going to take you through the step-by-step. Now, the funny thing is, if you went back to 1988, when I had my first job as a 13-year-old, and you told my parents and you told my boss that one day I'd be known as the world's most disciplined man, they would laugh in your face. Because back then, as a 13-year-old, I was very lazy. I remember the first day on my job, I was working at a greenhouse. I was making $2.85 an hour digging ditches. And also I was moving plants around, and I sat down on the job. And boy, did I hear from my boss, "We don't sit down on the job." And I was, you know, there was his 80-year-old father was always came in and worked, and he was working circles around me as a 13-year-old boy. So the thing is, you can go from lazy, unmotivated, unsuccessful, and use these principles that I've used to become much more disciplined, be very effective in life, and be very successful. So it doesn't matter where you're starting, what you're struggling with right now, you're going to be able to do that. Because I've struggled with binge eating, binge drinking, I've struggled with being an introvert, I've struggled with shyness, with anxiety, I've struggled with being broke, I've struggled with everything. That's why I speak with such confidence and experience about overcoming things. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to have a big why. That probably caught your attention because you expected, like, oh, you know, you got a cold plunge or you got to punish yourself. If you want to build self-discipline, the first thing you need to do is start with what really matters. Why do you want to stop binge drinking? I wanted to stop binge drinking because I knew that if I wanted to be a great family man, a great husband, a great father, that being a binge drinker was not going to be part of that success story. If you wanted to, you have to know your big why, your big goals and dreams, and you have to use those to power you forward. What I say is figure out your values, what really matters to you in your life, for your family, your health, your wealth, and your personal success. Those are your core values. And then build the vision for your life. We have this little exercise where we write something called the movie script for your life, which is the vision of where you want to be in 3 years. And then you use your values and your vision to drive every decision. So if my values are that I want to be a healthy, alcohol-free parent, I want to be in a happy marriage, I want to have a great relationship with my kids, and 3 years from now, I want to be living here, I want to be achieving this, I want to be spending this much time with my kids, that is a clear picture of where I need to get to. So I can build a very specific roadmap. And every single day when I make a decision, like I need to have high energy for my filming, I need to have my scripts, I need to be ready to go, I need to be on time, I make all those decisions because they will get me ahead towards my vision. Your values and vision drive every decision in life, and it comes from your big why. You start with why, as the book says. And when you have that in place, that's going to be so much more powerful than punishing yourself if that's what you think self-discipline is. So the second thing is you must have a specific definition of success. I have a lot of coaching clients who will tell me they want to get rich or they want to have more discipline. And I say, well, what does that even mean? What is get rich? Like, how rich do you want to get? How much money? If you want to be disciplined, well, what does that even mean to be disciplined? Where are you not disciplined? What does discipline look like in your life? Oh, well, you know, right now I hit the snooze button every morning. I feel undisciplined. Great. So you want to not hit the snooze button. You want to get up when your alarm goes off every single day. Absolutely. I want to be able to do that. Awesome. Now we can build a specific plan to build specific self-discipline for that. Because what I see a lot of people doing as they try to become disciplined is they join discipline challenges, or they see somebody doing something that seems disciplined, like a cold plunge. So they start doing a cold plunge every day. But is doing a cold plunge going to help you with your snooze button issue? Not necessarily. Think about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was the most disciplined golfer in the history of the game. 15 hours a day he'd play golf. But the man was not disciplined in every other area of life, and he blew up his life. So just because you're disciplined at cold plunges doesn't mean you're going to be disciplined at the snooze button. Just because you're disciplining at training for golf doesn't mean you're going to be disciplined in your marriage. They don't translate over. So you need to have a specific definition of success for your discipline and build a specific plan for it, all powered by your big why. The next thing you need to do is you need to figure out how to get out of the doom loop of undisciplined habits. So if you hit the snooze button in the morning, now you're going to be in a bad mood. You're going to make other bad decisions like too much caffeine over the course of the day, which then is going to lead to being very difficult for you to get to sleep on time. You're going to watch a bunch of Netflix and you're going to go to bed late, which means it's going to be really hard for you to get up in the morning when your alarm goes off. So you're going to hit snooze. That's the doom loop of bad behaviors. What you need to do is have a circuit breaker of the doom loop so that you get out of it. Now, often, no matter what your bad habit is, whether it's binge eating, binge drinking, snoozing, not going to the gym, it all comes down to a lack of planning and preparation. So if you insert better planning and preparation into the doom loop, it's a circuit breaker. It stops you. So you might have too much caffeine, but you can go, okay, wait a minute. I need to plan and prepare the next 12 hours so I get up on time. Or I'm going to stop drinking caffeine. I'm not going to watch Netflix. I'm going to do a meditation tonight that's going to try and get me to go to sleep on time. All right, now I can exit the doom loop. Because if you find yourself in that doom loop, it becomes very difficult to get out. And every time you do a bad habit, it makes that bad habit stronger. So every day you drink too much caffeine, you get used to drinking too much caffeine. Every night you go home and sit in front of the television and watch Netflix, you get used to, accustomed to. It becomes a part of your nervous system that when you go home, the first thing you do is you go in the house, you sit in a chair, you turn on the television. If you do that for 2 years in a row, it's going to be very, very hard for you to get out of that doom loop and that bad habit because it's in you. It's ingrained in your nervous system. So you got to break that doom loop as quickly as possible. The next thing to do to build self-discipline is to apply discipline through subtraction. You don't need to add more stuff to your life. You need to remove the negative. You need to toss the toxic temptations. You need to destroy the distractions. And you need to negate the negatives, which means removing toxic environments, removing yourself from the toxic environments, removing toxic people from your life, toxic influences, toxic social media. Remove those things. Build a fence around yourself to protect yourself of negative influences. Toss the toxic temptations. So put your phone in another room so that you're not always on your phone. Get rid of the junk food and the alcohol in your house. It's really hard to eat a bag of chips if that's your bad habit, if you have no chips in the house. Now you got to get in your car and drive down the street. Now I know that won't stop everybody, but it stops a lot of people from eating a bag of chips. So you got to toss the toxic temptations, destroy your distractions, keep the phone in another room, and negate the negatives by staying out of negative environments and away from negative people. And it's going to be a lot easier for you to get out of the doom loop if you've removed discipline through subtraction. Adding a cold plunge won't fix your problems, but removing alcohol from your house will go a long way to get you to stop drinking. Now that you've done that, we go over to something that's been really powerful for me, public accountability. Years ago, I quit swearing. And the main factor that helped me quit swearing in just 4 days was by telling my email list. I went to my email list in my business of 151,000 people. And I said, I'm not swearing anymore, which meant that when I went to speak at events or when I went to mastermind meetings and I saw people, I couldn't start swearing because they would say, wait a minute, you said, I saw this, and now you're a hypocrite. And hypocrites are like the lowest of the low. There's like people who steal purses from old women, and then underneath them are hypocrites. Nobody likes a hypocrite. So if you get public accountability, if you say, hey, listen, I'm not going to binge eat potato chips anymore, and you have to go and tell your nutrition coach whether or not you ate potato chips, well, you know what? If you have public accountability, you're probably going to stop doing that. Or if you say, I need to stop using Facebook. If anybody catches me commenting or posting on Facebook after 8 o'clock at night, I'm going to give you $50. You ain't going to go on Facebook after 8 o'clock at night anymore. That's public accountability, and that's the power of it. It will really help you move mountains. Finally, what you need to do is build an unstoppable mindset and never, ever give up on what matters to you. But that goes all the way back to the top, right? You need to know what really matters to you, because if you don't know what matters to you, you start chasing a lot of detours in life. But if you know what really matters to you, then you will stay on track. To use like a really simple analogy, I knew a guy. He said he wanted to get married. He was engaged. He had this great fiance. And it should have been clear that the straight line to success was to make the right decisions, stay engaged, get married, you know, run your business, buy a house, have kids. But because he hadn't really thought about it, what he did was he gave into a detour. Some of his friends came along and said, hey, let's go to Vegas for a bachelor party. And he knew who he was going with. He was going with guys who partied really hard and did stupid things. And instead of staying on a straight line to success, he gave up on what really mattered to him. And he went on that bachelor party, did something stupid, and blew up his engagement, all because he didn't stay focused on what mattered. He didn't stick to his big why. And it didn't matter how many cold plunges the guy did, because he got away from that. He went on a detour. He got in trouble. So don't blow up your discipline. Don't give up on what really matters to you. Always remind yourself of what really matters to you. Always remind yourself of your specific definition of success. Because self-discipline really comes from in here, your heart, your big why. Because your big why can get you through so many difficult times. But if you just have this superficial discipline for like, oh, I can do a cold plunge, like big deal, big deal. I know a lot of people that live in cold places and they're not the most disciplined people in the world. Doesn't matter. It's not necessary nor sufficient for building self-discipline. It's not going to guarantee that you're going to have self-discipline in every area of life that matters. So don't get caught up chasing other people's definitions of discipline. Instead, make sure you start with your big why, have a specific definition of success, figure out a way to exit your doom loops, usually through discipline through subtraction, then get public accountability and never give up on that big why. When you do that, you will build self-discipline and be able to go from lazy, unmotivated, broke and struggling and anxious and binge drinking, just like I was, and hopefully you're none of those things, to being a successful person. In your eyes, I'm in a happy marriage. I got amazing kids. I spent a lot of time with my kids. I can do lots of stuff to become a better father, but you know, I'm on the road to success. My specific definition of success, and it's all driven by my big why of being that family man for my family. So I'm Craig Valentine, maybe the world's most disciplined man. Maybe you can be the world's most disciplined man or woman through using these tools to become more self-disciplined. Always start with your big why and use that as your core to keep going.